Hey, welcome to Estevan TV. I'm at PushGapRadio.com.
PushGapRadio.com, bridging the gap between old school and new school radio. PushGapRadio.com. It's Dallas, baby.
Everything to push me down, knock me down. They done everything except put a hit on my life. And it's, at some point, I know that's coming. Because I can't be stopped, homie. I come with a cause. I come with a cause, and I'm only loyal to the cause. What's the cause? The plight of black people in America?
Hold on, wait, Charles. You said at some point, I know that's coming.
Yeah,
they should speak stuff like that into existence unless...
Nigga, when you're ready, you're ready. I keep telling y'all I'm willing to die, kill.
Hey, welcome to Estevan TV. I'm at PushGapRadio.com.
PushGapRadio.com, bridging the gap between old school and new school radio. PushGapRadio.com. It's Dallas, baby.
Everything to push me down, knock me down. They done everything except put a hit on my life. And it's, at some point, I know that's coming. Because I can't be stopped, homie. I come with a cause. I come with a cause, and I'm only loyal to the cause. What's the cause? The plight of black people in America?
Hold on, wait, Charles. You said at some point, I know that's coming.
Yeah,
they should speak stuff like that into existence unless...
Nigga, when you're ready, you're ready. I keep telling y'all I'm willing to die, kill, and go to jail for my beliefs and what I'm saying. There's an article out right now by a former Washington Post, very, very influential news editor from Washington Post, retired. He's the author of Dr. Claude Anderson's autobiography. He just did a national write-up about me. It's called Dead Man Walking.
Damn.
It's a powerful piece. It's a powerful piece. I've pretty much challenged and taken on the most dangerous black men and the most heartless black men, the most evil black men in America, gangbangers, rappers, and street guys. I adamantly disrespect them. I disrespect their dead compadres. I disrespect their fallen soldiers. And I do it openly. I do it fearlessly. They've never seen nothing like this. So at some point, nigga, they can't keep letting me walk on earth and untouched. They at least have to make some kind of attempt. I know this. That's why I keep all these goddamn guns. That's why, nigga, I'm not a coward to what's ahead.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Hi, from Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth, PushGap Radio.
Home in Dallas and Fort Worth. Welcome to another edition of Shaka 41 in the Main Event with Jackie O. Here's the Joe Lewis this week, Dallas, Fort Worth. Charleston White, is he a prophet or a con man? Is he this generation's brand new Malcolm X? Also, this just in, Charleston White has been arrested without bond for an assault with a deadly weapon. We're going to break all that down for you. And the Jackie O Entertainment Report, make sure you stick around for that. Every morning that you wake up is another opportunity to accomplish your dream. Your past doesn't need you. Your future does. PushGapRadios.com. Put them to work.
Michael Irvin talking about only white folks take notes. I wrote notes the whole damn time. And I'm tired of this. All night I've been hearing white, black. I don't believe in racism. I believe in race pride. I'm not mad at white folks about what their ancestors did to my ancestors and some of you motherfuckers still trying to do. I just know that we all got to live together. We had to work together. That's why you ever watch my act, you'll see my, I don't even do no motherfucking racist jokes. So I'm just do one. Okay. White man, a black man, an Asian, and a Hispanic. They're all on top of this tall mountain, Mount Kilimanjaro, Mount Kilimanjaro, whatever. The Hispanic said, this is for my people, jumped off the mountain. The Asian said, this is for my people, jumped off the mountain. Black man said, this is for my people. Grabbed a white dude, threw that motherfucker up. It's fucked up. when you tell it, just flip it. Just flip it. You, anybody can tell it. Just flip it.
Man, and Michael Collier, funny as hell, boy.
He is. He is one of my favorite comedians.
Man, I love Michael Collier. Welcome to another edition of Shaka Ford One in the Vein event, of course, with Jackie O. What's the business, little mama?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's show. Be sure before you leave to like, subscribe, share, and comment.
That's what that is. Charleston White, is he a dead man walking? Some people have said Charleston White may be the new Tupac or this generation's Malcolm X. Okay, we're going to delve today into Charleston White, who lives here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He's from over there in Fort Worth. And,
Fort Party Worth,
my funky town, y'all call it, down around through here.
That's right.
And yeah, a lot of controversy going on with Charleston White. What do you, before we get delve into it, what do you think about Charleston White? You said some time ago that you thought that they was going to kill the man.
I think that he very much is doing what everybody should be doing.
Yeah.
But he's in a minority with trying to do what he's doing and being bold enough to call him out.
Yes.
Because he have no shame in his game, and he tells it exactly like it is, where he's stepping on a lot of major toes.
Yeah, because he goes in on rappers and gangbangers and whatnot.
Yes. And unfortunately, in this day and time, the majority of the thugs, the way that they handle things is through violence, especially gun violence.
Yeah.
And the way that Charleston talks and the things that he says all the time, you could tell he has a huge target on his back.
Yes.
I mean, I don't agree with it, and I hope that he gets to live to be an old man and die of natural causes in an old age, but...
Do you think he's speaking truth, though?
Yes, he's definitely speaking truth.
Right, right.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, we sometimes can be our own worst enemy.
Yes, as black people.
You know, we get in an uproar when the police kill us, when we're unarmed, and, you know, we get in an uproar when anybody of any other race does anything to any of us. But when it happens to, when we're doing it black on black crime, everybody have a blind eye to it. You know, you're considered a snitch if you tell, and and all of this kind of stuff.
And he wants to start a snitching school. We're going to get into that as well. Charleston White said start a snitching school, man.
Yeah, where, you know, it starts with us. It starts within. We have to start treating each other better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely 100% think that he's on the right track.
Right, right, yeah. Charleston White, my. Now, they say that you may not like him at first, but give him a couple of chances and you'll respect the hell out of him. Charleston White is an American YouTuber, social media personality, motivational speaker, and entrepreneur from Fort Worth, Texas, who has a net worth as of 2023 of $1.5 million. He's best known for being one of the incredible content creators in the country and has gained a lot of popularity with his social media appearances. Charleston created his YouTube channel titled The Real Charleston White on April 22nd of 2020. In that short period of time, he uploaded more than 1,000 videos and garnered over 130,000 subscribers. Apart from being successful, Charleston White also got himself involved in several charges, such as he's a former Texas gang member. After some pretty big juvenile transgressions, White served almost a decade behind bars. He has now managed to shift his life around by both sharing his story on social media with one or two controversial ideals sprinkled in along the way. Charleston White is currently the CEO and founder of Hype, which stands for Helping Young People Excel. Now, I gotta say that he does do a lot. Now, you can say what you want about the boy, but Charleston White does a whole lot for the community.
As he should.
Yes.
But he was 14 when he went and got locked up, like you said.
Yeah.
And he and his accomplices, he was actually the gang leader at 14.
He was in the Crips.
But he and his fellow co-conspirators, they went and stole some athletic jackets. Yeah. They were confronted in the parking lot by a gentleman, and the guy was shot and killed. So he actually was locked up for murder. He was supposed to go when he was 21 from transition from juvenile prison to the regular prison. But there were four guards that were so impressed with him, and they felt like each one get one, teach one. And they felt like he was reformed, and they put their jobs on the line to go to bat for him. And it worked, and he was released, and he has never been locked up since.
Yeah, but one point before that, they brought his mom in, and his mom said that they need to keep him a little longer. Okay, I can't believe mom would do me that.
Well, but mother knew best.
She knew,
she knew that it was best for him to be there than out there on the streets to get killed.
Yeah.
She would rather see him locked up than 6 feet under.
Charleston White was born May 17th, 1977 in Fort Worth, Texas, has undoubtedly become one of the most polarizing figures in the culture. He played chess because he played ignorant and got everybody's attention first. And now he's dropping wisdom, and now everybody's respecting him, and he did it the smartest way possible.
And he's a married father of two now.
Yes. It has also been said that he breathes and oozes wisdom, and that he should be protected at all costs. The 46-year-old's online antics earned him a cult-like following that continues to propel his message across the internet. However, some of his commentaries have been extreme. This week, Charleston White allegedly threatened sexual abuse against New York-based podcast and battle rapper Math Hoffa's daughter. Math Hoffa immediately clapped back, while other members of the hip-hop community showed their support for the broadcast host.
Trolling. Like, you got guys like Charleston White. And no Charleston White, there may be a message somewhere in there.
He's a master troll, bro.
But he's a super troll.
He
There's certain things I can't respect. Like, this dude, for no reason, just dissed my daughters.
Who?
Charleston White. He's like, yo, fuck Math and his daughter. I'm like,
he said what?
Man, I don't even know this guy.
Right.
There's certain things I can't respect. Like, this dude, for no reason, just dissed my daughters.
Who?
Charleston White. He was like, yo, fuck Math and his daughter. I'm like,
he said what?
Man, I don't even know this guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's part of his whole thing.
Right. Trolling.
Just trolling. I can't respect it.
I don't respect it.
You know what I mean? Because I would never encourage people to just go out there and start. You're talking about kids. Like, my daughter's 6 or 7,
Charleston
13.
Charleston White, he's a sucker. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why.
And Charleston White, like, I be watching some. I wasn't familiar with that shit, but that's, come on. But you know what it is, man? When these niggas be on this internet and they know the chances of you bumping into them is slim to none, shit gets a little hockey with the niggas, so they like, I'm gonna try my hand as much as I can.
And you know, he promotes that. I'm telling.
Yeah,
you get me. I'm telling.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? You gonna have to deal with that.
Set his own file. He said some shit as smart as it was. I was like, it's sucker smart shit.
Yeah,
because he said, nigga threatened me. I'm putting it on file at the police station. That way, if I do happen to do something, he like, I try to tell y'all niggas. This nigga was looking for me.
No. This niggas in the street that do that.
Yeah, some smart shit, but it's like.
Niggas will file a complaint, get a restraining order, and they'll go looking for you.
One thing I don't respect is talking about dead people, kids. You don't, there's limits. You gotta have limits.
You gotta have limits.
Everything can't be a full fucking view. I'm gonna do this for a view. I'm gonna go against something that's totally not honorable and moral for a view. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes Charleston White crosses that line. Even WAC 100, they all cross that line sometimes when it's like, I gotta get some attention.
So, yeah, that's kind of deep, mine. Charleston White, mine. Talking about old boy's daughter. And they say that's what the controversy is. That, you know, he comes out, talks about dead people, and he's disrespectful. Some gang members have been in interviews with him. And, you know.
Sometimes it seems like he deliberately
He says it's
agitates
deliberate.
Them.
He said he's out to get them.
Yeah. He picks at them on purpose.
He describes himself as an active, that's being active in religious activities such as church. People find him motivational because he's managed to stand as a pillar in his community. And because he has also been, you know, voicing out against juvenile crime. People right. say his message is deep and they're glad someone like him is out there.
And his nonprofit for kids is doing really well.
And it'll be years before we see somebody like him again. Mm-hmm. And then he's on point. And people need to start listening. Now, I know there's a lot of crap that goes on with Charleston. You know, a lot of stuff he says is controversial. But forget the messenger. Did you get the message? You know? For the most part, Charleston targets the rap community. He recently got into it with Jay Prince, claiming that his concert in Houston was canceled because of Jay Prince. And mm-hmm. said the Houston Police Department told him, man, you know, you got a problem with Mr. Prince, and they didn't want no problems with him.
Well, and they let him
told
know.
Told him they couldn't protect him.
That is just, that's scary, though, because, you know, again, like I say, he's a married father of two. Right. Sometimes these people don't get you. They'll go to, you know, after someone that you love.
Right.
Just to hurt you. So, you know, not only is he putting himself in a line of danger, the line of fire, because he said, you know, he's ready to die for the cause.
Yes, he's ready to die for his cause.
You're not just putting yourself out there. You're putting your family at risk.
Now, here's a video that it got me into the good brother Charleston White. And we had did a little short about it. Over 22,000 views. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I just think a lot of what he's saying is just deep mind. Because these people need to be called out. These people need to know what's going on. And a lot of people, they do know what's going on. They just don't. I'm talking about black people.
That's true.
They just don't want to hear the truth, man.
And although he can make a difference, one person can make a difference,
mm-hmm.
he needs a village. He needs an army behind him that's doing the same thing.
Right.
That's what would really make an impact is if everybody band together and do the same thing. But right. then you have these people that are so afraid because of retaliation and different things that these people aren't going to say anything. They're just going to, you know, usually pray about it.
He's told you that he is not fearful.
Right.
You know, of what the goings on are.
And it doesn't appear that he have a huge entourage either. Every time I see him on social media or, you know, in the news or whatever, he's never surrounded by people. You would think that with the way that he talks all the time.
Yeah.
Because every city that he goes to, he have enemies that you would think that he would have maybe not a bodyguard, but somebody to help you out.
Because he stood up against some gangsters here just this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people have told him, you know, you can't show up to this city. You can't show up to this city. You know, but Charleston White is speaking truth, I believe. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The man is telling you like it is.
And,
And like you said, we're our own worst enemies at most
times. We are.
We as black people.
And he thinks, you know, he feels a certain sense of protection because he have his stun gun. He have mace.
Oh, he got a gang of guns.
A gun. But one of you, no matter what you got, it's just one of you. It could be a whole, I mean, you gang members, whole gangs he go and target.
Yeah.
It could be 20, 30 people after you. You can't shoot that many people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, you can, but.
So here's Charleston White on a little thing we got off TikTok when we made a short.
Yo, peace, real quick. Y'all know who this is? All right, you probably said his name. I'm going to tell you why anybody that don't like him, rappers specifically, they don't want this man in the game. Check this out.
You know, we obviously blame the rapper, but we ignore who's behind the rapper.
Nobody.
It's the white man.
No, you goddamn lie.
No, it's the white man.
No. Listen, when you show up to my record label with your killing nigga music, I ain't behind what you wrote.
The white man is for sure.
You wrote him before you got here.
And you just gave a million for it.
But you wrote it. But listen, I'm a listen, brother. I'm a businessman.
Right.
I ain't got nothing to do with what you wrote. You wrote the lyrics talking about killing your neighbor.
But you didn't tell me, no, this isn't what you're supposed to be writing. You said, I'm going to give you $1 million.
Brother, but listen.
So you encouraged it.
No, I didn't.
With the utmost dollar amount.
No, I didn't. I'm a businessman, and I'm about business. Because when you stop rapping this, and I get a Nas X, and he can rap gay, I'm going to sign him, too. You showed up with these gay killer lyrics, brother. I ain't got nothing to do with what's in your mind and what you want to project. I just know your destruction makes money. You came to provide y'all destruction, and it's going to benefit me and my family. Why would I turn you down? Do you turn down the pregnant drug addict who's trying to buy crack from you, brother? Mm. What about the girl who may look underage and selling? Do you turn her down? What about your homeboy's woman who's in a compromised state and you can fuck her and she come to you? So you turn her down.
It's called perspective, right? So when we come to them talking about, because like he said, that man that's paying is not writing his lyrics, okay? You wrote this about kill this, shoot that, spin the block. I'm going to pay you for it. The gentleman that was interviewing him, as you can see, he will sell out for any amount of dollar because, oh, you're giving me, you know, the highest value. I'm going to take it. We're talking about the problem. A lot of these artists, these rappers, right? I ain't even trying to get into their life because I'm worried about mom. But what I'm saying is they got influence over our youth. That man has a track record of advocating for the youth. Okay? He never brought harm to anybody that looked like him. And he tells you that you shouldn't either. Who has the biggest influence on our youth? Them rappers that he talk about. Yo, perspective. Watch videos. Watch the whole video if you ever got the time. Learn the person. Stop judging off of clips.
So yeah, that's Charleston White, man. Kicking you knowledge about the rap industry. Like he said, a businessman gonna do business. And Charleston is spitting facts. You know, you can't go in there with positive lyrics. And, you know, them people said that that ain't gonna sell. And you trying to be the next big rapper. So what are you gonna do? You gonna do all the negative stuff.
Which is incorrect, because when rap first started, it was all clean.
Yes, it was. When it first started.
And very popular.
But if you're not in charge of distribution, then, you know, what does that do for you when the person comes in and tells you, hey, you got to do this, that, and the third in order to get put on? Okay. And I don't know if you remember, but, you know, jazz musician Wynton Marsalis said that for years, that rap music is crap. Rap music started out as dance music. Then it became conscious when you had Queen Latifah and them and KRS-One and whatnot. And then once the gangster rap came out, that's when it kind of evolved into the trash it started becoming later on. Because like you said, you don't know who these rappers are when they come on today.
That's true. And the thing about it, it is seems to me to be one of the most dangerous occupations there is.
Yes. Why is the rappers always dying?
Every week, it seems like you're hearing about some rapper that have gotten killed. It's like they are singing or rapping these lyrics. And they're trying to bring them to true to life.
Yep. And then a lot of them are snitching on themselves when they come in. But it's like Charleston said, you wrote that. That was in your head. The white man didn't sit here and put that out. Now, he may have influenced you or guided you in that direction. But you want the wealth and the fame. You want the materialistic things that go along with being in the game. And so that's why you break down and do it. And there are rappers that come with positive messages in their lyrics. But again, like I just stipulated,
they're far and few in between.
Yeah, because the music label will advise them to rap about the negative lyrics over the positive. And that's how I'll put you on. Ultimately, the record labels always advise the rap artists to represent the gangster lifestyle.
And there's so many of them.
Yeah.
It's like every week you hear of a new name as well.
They
come up with some names.
Now, they say the negative gangster rappers are to blame because of their ignorance, but the record labels are more of a blame because they have a sinister agenda behind their intention.
Of course they do.
But he's telling the truth, man. How do we kill each other like dogs and rap about it in rap songs? Talk about you want to kill your ops, which is usually a black dude. Okay, and Charleston White had an interview one time. He said that when a black dude wakes up in the morning, he got killing another black man on his mind. When he pick up a gun, killing another black man is on his mind. When he putting that bullet in that gun, the bullet is for another black man. And this is what our community has become. You know, I think Charleston White is amazing in what he says. Again, a lot of stuff, I think, is just for clout. But he does it to get your attention. Once he gets your attention, then he inserts his message, I believe.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he could clean up what he says.
Right.
But like you said, it does have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when he started out, like you said, he had over 100,000 followers.
Right.
But now he have over 200,000 followers.
He said he started out whipping his Joe Louis out, Mike. And he said he done since took down all them videos.
Thank goodness.
It's a mental illness in our community, killing each other for the hood. And, you know, you don't own nothing on that block. You're renting. Say, Charleston White is God sent to our ignorant community that has lost its soul through music. And that he's anointed by God to spread this painful message that we desperately need to hear. Unfortunately, you know, we spent the last 30 years turning our kids into killers, mine.
We're our own worst enemy,
mm-hmm. You know. And then what he said was about taking responsibility for what you put out there. And, you know, these rappers and gang members want to shut him down because they say he's exposing too much of the truth. But who do you think is responsible? The rappers, the record companies, the consumer? Is everybody responsible? Everybody's responsible.
It is.
For the madness in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he speaks facts, truth, and common sense. And, you know, I think he speaks from a well-rounded perspective. Now, I didn't like him at first when I heard him because I thought he was throwed off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
With the cussing and the street talking and loud.
And then statistics show that other races are the majority of who purchase rap music.
Yes. Whenever you see a rap concert, there's a gang of white folk up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what it is. But they said when you move past your personal offenses about him and listen to him, you can't do nothing but appreciate him. And he's shouting the street, the truth from the street corners, mine. And social media, you know, has just become his platform to do it. Now, Charleston White says that he is only here and speaks out to help his people. He ain't never tried to kill another black person. And the person he killed, when you said that they got in, what sent him to prison, was a white dude. Like he said, you know, go over there with that. But he said they cowards. Now, one of his deals that I listened to, where he talked about how as a gang member, you don't have a future, and that these guys in their 40s, 50s, and 60s should be trying to steer these youngsters away from that. You know, you come mm-hmm. on the block selling weed and whatnot, drugs, but then Miss Johnson grass needs to be cut. But, you know, you intimidate the people in your own community.
Right.
And he said that in the past, that black gangs are the only ones who don't help their communities, like the Italians, the Asians, and Hispanic gangs. You know, the Italian mafia, when they started back in the 20s and 30s, they were there to help and protect their community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that's what black gangs did start out as, the Crips and the Bloods, from what I've read and what I've come to understand, is that they were there to protect their community. But that's back when your people owned the home that they lived in. But they say black gang members terrorize their own people in their neighborhoods, and that gangs are worse than slavery. Now, BG Knockout was in an interview with Vlad on Vlad TV, and here's his take on Charleston White saying that gangs are worse than slavery. He says it's a ridiculous statement.
I had Charleston White on my show recently.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And this is something I didn't agree with, but he feels that gangs did more damage to the black community than slavery.
Oh, wow. That's ridiculous. That's so ridiculous, bro. But I mean, gangs.
Let me just play you the clip so you can see what I'm talking about. Hold on a second. I'm not going to say he did more damage.
Man, listen.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to have to put my foot down on that one.
They woke up every day to enslave us with hate in their hearts. What are gangs doing? They enslaved the community. They at least they fed the slaves. They don't even feed their communities.
Right, but not every black person's a gang member. At one point, every black person in America, below the Mason-Dixon line, was a slave.
Every black person have been oppressed by the Crips and the Bloods. Every black person have had some type of oppressed, killing, murdered, been bullied by the Crips or the Bloods. I'm telling you that as a black person. Tookie used to take the youth worker snack lunches and smash the apples on their head. They started out bullying the community. They never stopped.
I don't know what community he live in, bro. That's just absolutely not true, bro. That's absolutely not true. But maybe he live in a community. Maybe he come from a place where that's what he saw. I don't know. I've never seen that, Vlad. Like, and to compare that to slavery is like the most ridiculous statement you could say out your mouth, man. Like,
all right, so that was BG Knockout on his response to Charleston White, saying the gangs are worse than slavery. Now, they say gangs have been the most destructive thing to the black community to date. And these folk get cryptic as they get older and tend to forget all the mess they've done. Civilians are critiqued based on gang activity. And you are viewed as a criminal in the eyes of the law. And that becomes a thing of which a lot of black people don't understand, is that you are seen as a crook too, just because you're black. And it's the same way that I said in the past with black women. When you got them out here thotting it up and shaking their ass and twerking and this, that, and the third. So when you got this chick and then you got the chick who's vice president at the bank, you walk in an Asian store, they see you both as the same. And so that's why most white people, because it's portrayed through the media, think that all black people are criminals, crooks, and thugs. You know, and this is how
that's because media, that's what the media portrays. That's what they always putting out there with the narrative. Even when you a lot of times have black people as a victim, a lot of times the media will turn and flip the narrative and go and find all the skeletons in this in the victim's closet and try to make them out to be some type of gangster or whatever. So media, you have to kind of, especially mainstream media, you kind of have to take that with a grain of salt because they always have their own narratives with things.
Yes. And again, they said at least during slavery that they fed the slaves, he said, you know what I'm saying? And that, again, you're negatively impacted by it. And during slavery, at least it was other people that were doing the atrocities toward us. But to commit terrorism against your own,
now, gangs are bad, but for him to compare it to slavery, nothing.
You think that's wrong?
Yeah, he totally missed the mark.
And so, yeah, to commit terrorism against your own is just stupid.
It's horrible. And I kind of get what he's saying. Gangs are, to a degree, really bad in a lot of instances.
Yeah.
But for him to compare it to slavery, he totally missed that.
You think he missed the mark on that?
He totally missed the mark. Nothing compares to slavery.
Right.
Nothing. And, you know, people always want to always compare everything to slavery. No.
But they say he's right about gangs being destructive, but he is totally wrong about gangs being worse than slavery, as you just said. Some people think that's a very ignorant statement. No Blood or Crip gang in existence has ever inflicted the amount of psychological damage to an entire race of people that slavery has. 400 years later, the effects of slavery are still prevalent today. Now, here is Faison Love. I know you know Faison Love.
Mm-hmm.
Big Worm.
Okay. That's right.
Now, here's Big Worm in his statement, and he is reacting to it. He was on Vlad TV as well.
Who haven't been on Vlad TV?
Everybody be on Vlad.
I know.
They say Vlad worked for the Fed, mine. And Vlad worked for them people.
Mm.
Okay. So this is Faison Love giving his response to what he thinks. Giving his response to what he thinks about Charleston White making that statement and that comment.
I had Charleston White on my show recently, and he said something that I personally didn't agree with, but I'm going to ask you what you think of it. He said that gangs cause more damage to blacks than slavery. As someone who was gang related at one point in your life, what do you think of that?
I see where he's going with it. It didn't help. Let's say it didn't help. But the only way I'm saying no is because some kids, I've always had my father in my life. So some kids, it was a place the kids ran to that didn't have fathers and didn't have mentors in their life. And they correlated and made this code. I mean, the real game, like, it's a code to it. Certain things you can't do, certain things you can't say, certain places you can't be. So that's like saying the mafia fucked up Italians.
Which it did. I mean, see, nothing fucked
Italian,
up.
I don't know.
Time now for your PushGapRadios.com Jackie O Entertainment Report.
That's right.
I'm looking for Jackie. Jackie O.
From Duncanville to Richardson and back to Funky Town. From Lakers to the sea to hit and even Axe Town.
I eat rude. I hit big teal, started to catch Q.
What's going on? It's your girl, Mo Dark. I'm here with my girl, Jackie O.
From Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth, it's Push Gap Radio.
And now, with your PushGapRadio.com entertainment report.
Pleasant Grove, Keystone Pope. That's a couple hoods that be reppin' for the 214.
Jackie.
Come on, Jackie. How are you?
What up, y'all? This is Jackie.
Jackie. Old Cliff in South Dallas. What's a Pleasant Grove?
Rip your city. Tell them how you really feel.
Shackleford won in the main event with me, the Queen Bee. Jackie.
Only on PushGapRadio.com.
It's the hottest combination in the urban internet game. Dallas, baby.
Jackie O, what you got for us?
Well, there's a news anchor. She's pretty popular in Mississippi. Her name is Barbie Bassett. She was recently fired because live on air, she was doing a reporting on a segment about Kroger removing Snoop Dogg's Cali wine collection from a display because several customers complained about it, saying it was offensive and it was stereotypical.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as good as she felt, Miss Bassett, who is white, said, "Faux shizzle my nizzle." Live on air. The thing about it is this was her second offense. She got in trouble back in October 2022 because she said something offensive to one of her coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talked back then about it. So this time it was like, okay, you know, no more talking about it. They just called her in and immediately fired her. But it was like, what in her brain?
Why is she trying to take Snoop's deal down, mine? What's up with that?
No, she didn't. Well, apparently with this new wine that he have, the advertisement is something that a lot of the persuasion think that it's offensive because they think that it's gang related.
Yeah.
And with this great big huge life-size billboard in their store, their Kroger store,
yeah,
these people wasn't having that.
Right.
And so they wasn't not necessarily complaining about the wine itself. It was the display that they did not like.
Oh,
so
okay,
as a result, Kroger removed the whole scene, the wine, the...
Yeah, all. My, you trying to stop Snoop's money?
Well, they did, because it's out of there. But speaking of Snoop, we all know what Snoop indulges in and what his daily passion is.
Yes, I. That ooh-wee, baby.
Well, he caused an evacuation of an entire London hotel. You have to be smoking
with the ooh-wee.
You have to be smoking a lot of ooey to set off a smoke alarm.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the Intercontinental O2 in London, which is a 19-story building. Set off the fire alarm. All of these guests, because you know it's a hoity-toity hotel. It's a 5-star. All of these guests alarmed,
right,
because they're now having to take stairs to get downstairs from this 19-story building.
Mm-hmm.
They said when they got outside, Snoop was looking sheepish because he was sitting in a Mercedes.
That's
while
right,
everybody else was outside standing up.
That's right.
Because his butt set the alarm off. This is not the first time either. He did it once before back in 2014.
Snoop smokes wherever he goes. Not to cut you off, but you remember I told you the story when we went and picked him up. Jackie still got the water that was in the limousine when I went to pick up Snoop Dogg. W Hotel across from the American Airlines Center where the Dallas Mavericks play. And Snoop people came out. About 3 or 4 of them was standing out. This is 5 in the morning. Snoop comes down about 15, 20 minutes later. And old girl pulls out a blunt, fires it up, hands it to Snoop. Then all of them pull out their own blunt and start smoking.
Mm-hmm.
The limo drivers, because we had 3 Sprinter vans out there. Limo drivers, the people at the front door of the W Hotel, and the cab drivers. We all standing there just looking in amazement. That you just standing at the front door of the hotel, downtown Dallas, Texas, at 5 a.m., blazing mine. So Snoop does that wherever he goes.
He does, and he has no qualms about it because he's gotten in trouble a few times, even once here in Texas, for indulging. But it doesn't matter to him. But the last time, like I was saying, that he set off the alarm in a hotel was when he was in Melbourne, Australia, back in 2014.
They don't care, all them damn kangaroos over there.
Oh my goodness. It's like, you know how much you have to be smoking to set off a smoke alarm?
Yes, sir.
Puff, puff, puff.
Yes, sir.
He is something else.
Snoop D.O. Double Jizzle. Ooh, raise one up, nigga, for me.
It is. And I have to touch on this briefly.
Yes.
What the heck happened to Aaron Hall?
Oh, my God, my. The New Edition tour.
Oh, my goodness. Last night, y'all, we were looking through. We look at a lot of YouTube in our household. And I came across a YouTube video because I love me some Keith Sweat.
That's
love
right.
me some Guy. Love me some New Edition.
On tour.
They're on tour together.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a snippet, and I've seen, you know, a lot of the New Edition ones.
Yes.
I've seen a little footage from Keith, but I hadn't seen any from Guy.
Right.
So I was like, let's look at this, you know, see what, you know, what they had up. Because they had some nice songs back in the
mm-hmm.
day.
Guy used to jam. Teddy Riley, jam. Old jam.
Well, the first guy that they showed, it was like, okay. So then they switched and they went to Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then when they came to this certain part in the song, it was like, wait a minute.
Because you was looking for it.
That was like, Aaron Hall.
Because you kept saying, where is Aaron Hall?
And I was like, where is Aaron Hall?
Look real bad, man.
He looked like a crackhead.
Look real bad.
And he sounded like, I don't even know what to say he sounded like. Or who to say he sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely didn't sound like in Aaron Hall, I remember.
Right.
I was embarrassed for him.
Mm.
And then he was just looking, it was just, y'all, you have to go, I can't even describe it.
Oh,
go to YouTube.
God. It was horrible.
Look at this current
I was
tour.
Trying to get Jackie to turn it off. It was horrible.
Oh my goodness. And then I came across a interview that was done on Vlad TV.
Right.
And it was done by Teddy Riley.
About 7 or 8 years ago.
No.
This was recent?
This was recent. This
was, so the one you showed me earlier.
The one I'm talking about is about the current tour.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one. I saw the one you showed me this morning.
No. And so he was on there and he said that during one of their shows, well, during a lot of their shows, New Edition would be late.
Yeah.
And when they were late, while whoever was on stage performing, New Edition's people would be in the back of these people putting up New Edition's equipment.
That's right. Getting the headliner
set
up.
And it's like, hello.
That's right.
Well, on one, and I think it was in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, one of Guy's people, because that Guy was on stage at the time, and one of their people decided, well, no, y'all are not going to do that this time.
Right.
And told the guy that was working for New Edition that went to hook up the equipment that, no, you're not doing that this time. You're not doing that while they're on stage.
Right.
And kicked this guy literally off the stage. The guy went to New Edition, told him what happened.
And this was,
this was during a concert, one of the actual shows.
And Teddy was explaining all of this.
On Vlad TV. Well, then he said, while Aaron was doing one of his little, one of his songs.
That nigga was out there.
One of his parts of the song, he had spread out his little blanket and he had went and got this lady out of the audience. Lord. And he was singing, I can't remember which song it was, but he was doing his bit and said, and Teddy was like, and you know, sometimes when Aaron is doing his bit, I go to the back. And that's when I drink me some water, He said, and I heard the crowd just going wild.
Right.
And I thought, okay, let me get back out there because I want to be a part of this. He said, when I got out there, it was like, no, New Edition had walked on the stage.
Really?
And he said that he thought, and the crowd was going wild because the crowd thought at that point, wow, they're getting ready to do something together.
Right.
Well, at this point, he said it went like shoo, doo, 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 doo. He said it went downhill from there because Mike from New Edition said,
Mike Bitten,
where is Ted? Ted, we need to talk. Aaron, we need to talk. And Teddy was like, he was thinking, oh my God, right now, they were on stage in front of an audience.
And he's paid good money.
He's like, we need to talk right now. So they kind of exited the stage a little. And well, their people came and got everybody off the stage.
Right.
Except for Johnny Gill. Johnny came out last because Johnny really didn't want to be a part of it.
No,
but
Johnny don't want
Johnny's to always the peacemaker. So Johnny came on, let the audience know that the show was definitely going to go on. But it was like, wow, that was deep.
Yeah, because we watched this at 3 in the morning. I get home from work like 2:30 in the morning. And we watched a little snippet because I'd already watched New Edition's part. And Aaron Hall, you said the other guy's his brother, right?
Yeah, Damien Hall.
They both got their shirts off. The singing was deplorable,
fam. Yeah, it was bad.
And you paid good money to come see these damn people. And now, Teddy sound great.
Yeah.
But when it came down to them Hall boys, they said that good dope is a terrible thing.
They didn't age very well at all. It was bad.
Just say no, fam.
And
just
Teddy,
say no.
You know, he went on to say that he, you know, he tries to forgive them because they're his brothers, especially, you know, the deal with Aaron. He said, but it never fails. Even when they try to get back together, it always goes back to that same interview because Aaron did an interview in which he talked really bad about Teddy. And that was way back in the one that you were talking about, back in like 2008, 7, something like that. And he said that it's like the money gets in the pocket and then all of a sudden we go back, you know, backtrack to that again.
Right, right.
So basically, it's like Aaron uses it as a come up.
Yeah.
And then once he comes up, then they got a problem. They got a beef again.
Right.
But I know we used way more time on that than I
Hey, it had to be told. Don't waste your money on God. New Edition still be banging, but
when God came out there,
man, just let Teddy come by himself.
And New Edition came to Bobby's defense recently as well. And they said that they're tired of people bashing Bobby, saying that Bobby gives out of breath, he doesn't dance, and
he did it when I went to see him laying on the speaker.
Yeah, criticizing his performance. They're saying that Bobby is their brother. They're just happy that he's a part of the tour. They wouldn't give a hoot if Bobby didn't dance at all.
You don't give a hoot because you ain't spending your rent money to come see this nigga. I'm spending my money, man. I expect you to come out here and perform. Okay, now, if you don't want to perform, then, you know, hey, I'm spending good money. I came to see a whole show.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Because, again, they are still on tour. Rihanna, bless her heart. You know, she's pregnant with her second baby by A$AP Rocky. She just recently had a stalking incident.
Yeah.
This guy drove 30 hours.
Damn.
To Rihanna's house, made it to her house because he went to her house to propose to her.
Really?
Yes.
So he must don't read the news.
He in jail now. He got plenty of time to read the news.
He already got somebody, player.
So, of course, this scared the mess out of her. So she's increased her security. And it's like, you know, these psychos is just crazy.
Gotta watch.
This man drove 30 hours to go propose to a stranger.
That's love.
Basically.
She ain't no stranger.
Love. But
he the stranger.
Don't even play.
We know Rihanna. That nigga the stranger.
Tasha K. We all know Miss Tasha K. Unwind with Tasha K. Well, you know, she had appealed the lawsuit that she lost, her $4 million lawsuit that she lost to Cardi B. Well, she has since lost the appeal as well. Now, you know, all during the time in between the original verdict and up until this one, oh, she wasn't taking nothing back. She wasn't taking down. She was just doubling down. And, you know, she got rid of her lawyers.
Talk a good game.
She did all this stuff well. She also lost the appeal. Now, since she's lost the appeal, she done had a total about face. Now she's put out an apology to Cardi. No, don't be trying to apologize now. Go on, pay up that $4 million.
Drop the charges, fam.
It's too late now. It's
way
over.
Too late.
I mean, Cardi won the appeal, so you got to pay up that $4 million.
And then you done started a war
that
with Corey Holcomb and the 5150 crowd, baby. Yeah, Corey shot back at her on last week's show.
She don't have time to be trying to start nothing with nobody. Need to be trying to figure out what she gonna do, because she have nowhere close to $4 million. But this just means that she will never have any type of asset, and not in her own name anyway, ever again, because she ain't gonna get no $4 million. But speaking of snitches, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yes, sir.
All I know about him is all of this stuff that has always been in the media. He was beat up in a fitness center bathroom.
LA Fitness.
By four Latinos.
Yep.
And they're thinking that the motive was because earlier in the week, he was at a sporting event where he got put out because he was drunk and acting ignorant. Yeah, and it was Puerto Rico against Mexico. And he was sitting in the Puerto Rico section with a big Mexican flag in the front row, taunting the players, taunting the audience. Somebody threw a beer, hit him in the head. But he eventually, because of his antics, he eventually got put out because he was going in with the security and
showing
everything.
His ass.
And so they're thinking that these four Puerto Ricans kicked his butt because they say he had been going to this fitness club forever.
Yeah.
And he doesn't necessarily
with
have
no
his,
security.
Yeah, he doesn't have his security with him and stuff because that's how long he's been going and no incidents. But they had a surprise for him this time. So since that has happened, one of his bodyguards, because it was rumored that one of his bodyguards had set him up to be beat up. The bodyguard has since come out and have called out the four guys because it's still the police is asking for help and identifying the suspects because nobody even know who they are. But the bodyguard has since come out and he's offered $10,000 for the four guys to come in to fight him one on one.
Yeah.
He told them, he said, the only thing, though, is if you lose, you'll die. And I'm thinking, well, dang.
Hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is because the bodyguard is like humongous. I mean,
he probably, if you're going to have protection, you better have real protection. Don't be in that plan now.
Yeah, and he's saying that he's not moving. He's not going to hire any extra protection or any of that. But he's always saying and doing stuff. He's another one that he, it's like he antagonizes on purpose. But they, you know, he is known to be an informant for the feds, and so he's got a lot of enemies as well. And as a matter of fact, Boosie from Boosie, Mr. Boosie Badass, he came out and he said that what he's wanting to do is he's wanting to start a GoFundMe account for the four suspects that beat him up. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness.
Now, speaking of Charleston White, he weighed in on your boy, Tekashi 6ix9ine. As you just stated, was jumped at an L.A. fitness health club. According to Charleston White, 6ix9ine did not receive a real black person stomped down in the hood ass whooping. So even though he agrees with 6ix9ine snitching, he's on board with that, in court on his compadre, saying that 6ix9ine did not do anything wrong by doing that, he still thinks that it ain't no real ass whooping, that he just got roughed up and slapped around. And he said, Charleston White said that if it was a real ass whooping with black folk, okay, then they would still be kicking you and beating you while you were still passed out on the floor. They'd have still been kicking your ass in the head.
He ended up having to go to the hospital. He had some head injuries.
Came in there with them little tighty whitey shorts on. He said that's why they jumped him.
He's crazy.
Wrap it up.
This has been Jackie O with your PushGapRadio.com entertainment report. We had a lot more to go.
Missed out.
Shaka Ford won in the main event with me, the Queen Bee, Jackie O.
Only on PushGapRadio.com.
It's the hottest combination in the urban internet game. Dallas, baby. Bro, I'm from Dallas. I'm from Dallas. I eat rude. I eat rude. I
hit Big T. I'm starting to catch cues. So, yeah, Charleston White was arrested over this past weekend because he said he keeps a lot of guns on his mind.
He said he's licensed to carry, though.
He is.
So then why would he go to jail?
Well, if you out there waving it around, that ain't what you supposed to be doing. You know,
but it all depends on what he went for, though, really.
Yeah. Well, Charleston White has been tête-à-tête with some of everybody. T.I., Bootsy, China Mac. He's always getting into it with people when he went in about the death of George Floyd, this, that, and the third, mind. So
it's like he's going to have a, it's going to be a murder mystery of who done it.
Yeah.
Because his list of enemies is going to be so long that when something does, knock on wood that it doesn't, but in the event that something does happen to him, it's going to be hard for them to figure out who did it.
There is, and most people probably aren't going to care. So, yeah, Charleston White, what do you think about him? Is Charleston White the new Tupac? Is Charleston White this generation's Malcolm X? Or is Charleston White a con man? Okay, he says some great things, but then he also throws in that other stuff. So that's what that is. I think the boy does some great things so far as what he gets out there, you know, about our community, black folks. And I think that's what it is. Thank you for hanging out with the bangin'est thing on your urban internet radio dial, Shout out to KYBNradio.com. Doc, I think I uploaded the show last week, but I didn't hit share. at kybnradio.com. So I resent that to you. But yeah, thanks for hanging out with us, mine. Pushgapradios.com. We're bridging the gap between old school and new school radio. Pray until something happens. God always provides. At pushgapradios.com, the power is in the name. Thank you for following us. And remember this, the people who follow us aren't followers. Jackie O.
And speaking of followers, everybody, remember to like, subscribe, comment, and share this video and all of our other ones.
Yeah.
Also, go visit us over at Facebook, Instagram. Do you still do Twitter? Twitter?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I got to beef up.
Tweet him, y'all.
Media.
Give him a reason to tweet. And then y'all be sure and come on back next week because we're going to have a lot more good information for you.
That's what that is. Never average, never mediocre. Online, on point, and on the money. In Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth, we're PushGapRadios.com. PushGapRadios.com. Dallas, baby.
And we're out.
PushGapRadio.com.
We're going to take over this town like street sweepers.
Don't knock the hustle, baby.
Hey, this is Scott Moran. It's not just the brothers that listen to PushGapRadio.com. For the hottest new show in the Metroplex, it's Shackleford 1 in the main event on PushGapRadio.com. Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth. Dallas, baby.
Never average, never mediocre. We're online, on point, and on the money. Shackleford 1 in the main event only on PushGapRadio.com.
PushGapRadio.com. It's Dallas, baby.